In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, send her away. She's not one of us. A Canaanite woman. Canaan, where the Jebusites and Perizzites and all the rest of those tribes come from. And oh yes, the ones who worshipped Baal. They even tried to tempt some of us away from our own religion, following the one true God. Some of our people listened to them. That made God very angry. And we all know what happened. Send her away. She's not one of us. Massenimmigration stoppen, says the poster. It shows legs, black trousers, black shoes crossing the border. It looks as if the whole country will soon be covered. Suspicion, fear, with their different culture and strange ways. Will they swamp what we have here? Change it for the worse, so that the country is no longer recognizable? Will they take our jobs, our houses away from us, put up our taxes? In these hard times, many people are afraid of this. Sooner or later, our money, our living space will run out. Who are these foreigners coming here, dressed in black? Send her away. She's not one of us. Okay, her daughter is ill, back home. But the way she goes on, you'd think she was the one tormented by a demon. She disturbs us. People will be afraid to come when she's around. Master, why are you wasting your time on her? There's lots of local people who need help. This power of yours to heal people, sooner or later it's going to run out, isn't it? And then there'll be nothing left for our own people. Send her away. She's not one of us. Riots. Shops and houses set on fire. Shop windows smashed. And people helping themselves to jewellery and computers and all sorts of high-value goods. People robbed, killed and injured even. You shall not steal. Oh, really? Who says so? And who do they think they are to tell us? Love your neighbour. Nobody taught us that. You want it, you should have it because you're worth it. That's what we've been told. Love your neighbour. Why should we? We're not one of them. And there are other posters. They tell us what some other people will do. Aus Liebe zur Schweiz. Does that sound more promising, more attractive? Or are we only halfway there? Master, we want you to heal your own people out of love for them. But do we have to love her too? Couldn't you just send her away? She's not one of us. Is that what you really want? Is that how to act out of love? If we do that, she'll be back. She and others like her, because they know that we have something that they have not. And you, will you sleep easier in your beds, knowing that? The Bible says, you shall love your neighbour as yourself. So if you cannot act out of love for you and yours, So you cannot act out of love for you and yours unless you are at the same time acting out of love for your neighbours. And if you think it's a bad thing, then the loving way to stop Massenimmigration is not to make it harder, but to make it unnecessary. And you will not do that if your own prosperity depends on world trade systems that wreck the economy of other countries, forcing people off the land into shanty towns full of crime and hopelessness. Aid that encourages local industry and sustainable food production gives hope to people and gives us opportunities to act out of love, not fear. Water cannons and rubber bullets may put a stop to riots until the next time. But to stop the ideas and attitudes that led to riots requires us to act out of love. And this must include making a stand against the belief that a person's worth is defined by what they have. Making a stand against postmodernist philosophies of relativism and individualism. Not to be afraid to say that there are such things as moral absolutes, such as the thou shalt nots of the Ten Commandments, and you shall love your neighbour as yourself, and not to apologise for where these come from. Perfect love casts out fear, it says in the first letter of John, chapter 4, verse 18. Fear of the stranger, of the unknown, of an alienated, meaningless existence. To act out of love for our neighbours and ourselves brings about reconciliation and an end to the cycle of hostility towards people we think are different, but who in fact are like us, children of God. Amen.